This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the Blunt Object, presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, hour number three. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Lubrication with a lethal tip. This is Frog Lube. Check them out. Hollywood. Here they come. They're at it again, campaigning hard for another politically themed movie. It's going to be pushing an anti-Second Amendment agenda this time. The name of the movie is Miss Sloan, starring Jessica Chastain. Miss Sloan follows the story of star Jessica Chastain's character, who is portrayed as one of Washington's most respected and hardest-hitting lobbyists. As it starts, Elizabeth Sloan is approached by a pro-gun group that wanted to hire her lobbying firm to help them push pro-Second Amendment legislation in Washington, D.C. Sloan decides she's going to work against the pro-gun group. In one quick scene in the trailer, a gun group leader tells Sloan, "There's over 5 million of us and we're armed." And then he makes a menacing gun gesture with his hand in order to threaten Sloan. Old white guy, too. While the main trailer doesn't do much to explain the gun issues of the movie, the extended trailer is far more explicit. In one scene, it shows a pro-gun group asking to hire Chastain, whom they want to devise a campaign reach out to female customers to present a gun as an instrument of female empowerment. But Chastain's Miss Sloan complains that she is not the gold medalist in ethical limbo and refuses to take their job. In the next scene, she explains why she is suddenly an anti-gun advocate. "My position solidified somewhere between Columbine and Charleston," she says after actor Sam Waterston asks when she became interested in the gun debate. "Any headcase felon or terrorist can buy an assault rifle from a gun show, the internet, or his buddy at the Bolarama without so much as an ID." Well, if you go into a gun show, you're probably going to have to show some ID. You're going to have to go through a background check, too. Yeah. "And you can't buy guns over the internet without either a gun dealer's license or having your product shipped to a local gun dealer. Then you got to show your ID because you're going to go through a background check again. And if you do buy a gun in the way Chastain says, you have broken the law," meaning it's very difficult to do what she made seem commonplace. The rest of the movie portrays Chastain as a victim of the evil rich gun lobby that sets out to destroy her and the Brady campaign, both of whom only want to make America safe from evil guns. In a recent press junket, actress Chastain said this movie is a feminist movie. "Usually in film, when you see a female lead character who's championing something, it's something that has to do with being female. It's inherently a female movie, a female issue. I was really excited to see a successful female working in politics that was, you know, behind an issue that wasn't gender specific." Chastain was an outspoken fan of pantsuit during her recent campaign for the White House. During the presidential debate, Chastain felt Hillary was above having to even participate. She even celebrated her stance against the Second Amendment. Oh, well. Another Hollywood idiot that doesn't really understand the issues. But, you know, Hillary's a woman. Coming from Huffington Post. They have come. They've come up with one gun law that, had it been in place, it would have stopped the Orlando massacre. And it is written with breathtaking prose. On Monday evening, the United States Senate failed to pass legislation that would have stopped suspected terrorists from purchasing firearms and require background checks on all private gun sales. Those two common sense reforms are non-controversial and supported by 92% and 85% of Americans, respectively. That's a lie. The fact that 60 votes could not be found to support either reform is shameful and a matter that will need to be rectified by Americans at the ballot box in November. It has been. Despite this setback, the future of gun violence prevention in America is bright. Because facing intense pressure from the public, the Senate is already preparing for another round of votes on gun reform. And there's hope beyond the federal level, too. Because we want to see the gun violence restraining order, which is, you know, it's in California now. For those of you who do not know what the gun violence restraining order is, it's a process similar to the domestic violence restraining order process and provides the opportunity to defuse a potentially dangerous situation before permanent harm is done. Under a GVRO policy, family members and or law enforcement officials can petition a judge to have firearms temporarily removed from an individual in crisis for a period of 1 year. This would allow those who are a threat to themselves and or others at the time to go get the help they need and to heal. Equally important, the GVRO allows for due processes. Individuals are able to petition to get their firearms back following a brief period of time. Interesting viewpoint on that. They think this is, you're getting due process because we're going to snatch this from you, and then after we've done it, you can come and try to petition us to get it back. And if you don't succeed, then we're going to keep them for a year. There's your due process. Now, they're thinking that if Florida had a GVRO law, it would have stopped the Orlando shooter. Research shows that the strongest indicator for potential future violence is a history of violent behavior. And the Orlando gunman, like many mass shooters before him, had such a history. The gunman's ex-wife described her short-term marriage to him as marred by domestic abuse, stating that he would just come home and start beating me up because the laundry wasn't finished. See, now what we're doing now is we're playing this little game where nobody wants to believe that Omar Mateen was dropped from surveillance because he was Islamic. They want to pretend like there was no politically correct stuff going on here. And that is not the case. That's why he was dropped. It doesn't matter that he was beating his wife up. That's what they do. That's what Islamics do. She's probably lucky she wasn't killed in an honor killing. This guy was investigated on two different occasions by the FBI for potential ties to terrorists. And you know what? They let him go. They let him go. Gun violence restraining order stops nothing. It does do away with due process. This is pre-crime. This is Minority Report. Little wooden ball comes out. It's, you know, laser cuts a name into it. Tom Cruise gets in his big snail flying machine and comes out and hooks you up. And then you go into the ground to dream. Pre-crime, Minority Report. That's what it is. There is no due process. They're out there saying you have the propensity for violence. You know what? I have the propensity for violence. The thing is, I have control of myself. These liberals have the propensity for violence. Please notice there are riots in the streets because their guy didn't get elected. This was actually put out by Huffington Post prior to the election. And, you know, this part, of course, they're overlooking all of that because, you know, they've been thoroughly repudiated on this. But it's interesting what they think passes for constitutional. When it comes to guns, everything's off the table. We can do whatever we want. We should be able to take everything we want from you just in the name of maybe you might do something bad one day. No matter who brings it up to our attention, gun violence restraining order, that would have stopped Omar Mateen. Yeah. Sure thing. When we get back, why the American left thinks gun control is a good idea. This is Lock and Load.
stated goal is to be the best, you know your product will need to be superb. Primary Weapons uses the best manufacturing process and parts available. Clean, efficient operation features their piston-driven system. While maintaining the perfect weight, Primary Weapons is first and foremost a company comprised of shooters looking to produce the most effective weapon possible. While pleasing to the eye, this is lethal functionality achieved. PrimaryWeapons.com. The highest quality, fair priced, because it's time.
Looking for the perfect gift for the gun owner on your list? Alien Gear Holsters is proud to offer the most comfortable concealable holsters on the planet. Grab an award-winning Cloak Duck 3.0, starting at just $43.88. This American-made holster is designed with a comfortable form-fitting neoprene and a spring steel core for enhanced retention. Its slim profile and tuckable design is perfect for concealed carry. Learn more at AlienGearHolsters.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Oh, yes. It works and it works well. Now then, I've often wondered why. Well, stay with me here. I ask myself how it is possible that a political segment so rife with actively oppressed people could be on board with being disarmed. I'm especially flabbergasted that they could be okay with disarming people who've been placed on a secret list that is created without a single judge even reading their names. This being the left, of course. So here's what some people are calling this. They're calling this stability privilege. Now, if you need an introduction, the concept of privilege is that due to circumstances beyond their control, society benefits certain people in a way they did nothing to earn themselves. The corollary concept is that due to this privilege, those people with it find it nearly impossible to imagine the world as it genuinely exists for those people without it. This concept is widely popular with the American left, and it has some limited validity. The American left supports gun bans, magazine bans, the abolition of the Second Amendment wholly as a function of what I'm calling stability privilege. Almost no one out there on the left can remember a time when America was not economically and politically stable, relatively speaking. And it's been half a century since a president was assassinated, and even then the transition of power was seamless. It's been a little less time since the president was forced out of office. Again, he left quietly, not a shot fired, with the reins passing quietly. It's been at least 70 years since the last time American citizens were rounded up and placed in prison camps without so much as a hearing, and we haven't had a food riot in anyone's recent memory. And yet, the American left wakes up every day in America confident that the stores will be open, there will be food in them, and that no one will be rounding them up today to be shot for saying something controversial, and therein lies the problem. The American left, exists in a bubble that doesn't exist outside of the continental United States, or as we call it in the military, CONUS. They don't believe they can be rounded up and shot because that could never happen here. They don't believe someone would break down their door for the food in their pantry and slaughter them if they resist. They don't believe they could be rounded up and raped by the truckload for worshiping God differently than their next door neighbor. They don't really believe that any of those things are happening anywhere. If they do on any level, they seem to think they can hashtag it out of existence. They believe all of this because of their stability privilege, because they've never seen it with their own eyeballs, and so they think it can't happen here. All they've seen themselves is firearms misused near them, and so that isn't one thing that they can wrap their heads around. They don't see the use, the purpose, the importance of the Second Amendment and modern arms. I came up with this because there are so many on the left, so many populations they pretend to serve that are being actively oppressed. It floors me that the same woman who was told maybe you shouldn't have worn that dress actually buys it when they tell her she's being made helpless for her own protection. It floors me that a LGBT community that has people actively murdering them in broad daylight while the police and judiciary still winks at the murderer and lets him off light actually believes when they're being told that being disarmed is for their safety. Blows my mind that there's a black American community still getting crosses burned in their yard and their churches burned down that still totally swallows it when a candidate pushes to make them even more powerless and says to make your neighborhoods safer. You and I, we're related to people we're never going to meet. Because they were never born. Because their would-be parents were rounded up and shot in Russia for being Jews. Try to remember that Sarajevo once hosted an Olympics. Try to remember that Beirut used to be called the Paris of the Middle East. Remember that women used to wear lipstick and miniskirts in Tehran. Most of all, remember that it can happen anywhere. It can happen here. The bubble not only can break, it's going to break. All of these things right now, you know, I made reference earlier in the show about this one liberal who thought the cop overreacted shooting the stabber at Ohio State. She thought that was an overreaction. She thought that he leapt to judgment. She's never seen that happen around her. That is a splendid example of this. You would think, especially out of New York, which is where most of the media is, most of these liberal media players are in New York. They watched a symbol, two buildings. They watched the symbol of American greatness come down in their town. And yet, they've forgotten it. They've forgotten it because of this stability privilege. The American left is very self-destructive. You can tell that. You can tell that by looking at what they advocate. And in a lot of ways, I think they sort of know that what they advocate is self-destructive, and yet they do it anyway, knowing that. And that, it's one thing to be a true believer and get out there and think, well, what I'm doing here, what I'm doing there, this is the way to go. It's quite another thing to know that what you're doing is wrong and to get out there and do it anyway and still do it. So, we move on. We shove on. And we're going to have to keep on going. But, I mean, that's just a theory. That's my theory. I'm going to keep it. When we get back, we're going to talk about St. Louis. One official wants to force owners to better secure their weapons because of so many guns being stolen. Talk about that when we get back. This is Lock and Load.
What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, and if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-9833. Again, that's 1-800-441-9833.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you, you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Yeah, it does. It works, and it works well. Go check them out. Lethal lubrication is what it is. In St. Louis, nearly 850 firearms were stolen in the city last year, and that's just the ones the police know about. Now, beginning on the 1st of January, the Missourians will be able to carry concealed weapons without a permit, a result of a package, as they call them controversial gun laws approved by the state legislature over the governor's veto earlier this year. They're going to have constitutional carry. Opponents of the new law say that eliminating licensing requirements will result in more people bringing more guns to more places, increasing the odds of an accident or deadly conflict, despite the fact that those are going down historically. Critics are also worried about a less mentioned side effect that the number of gun thefts, especially from cars, will surge. I don't understand how that would happen, because if they're not going to leave it in the car, how could it be stolen from the car? Beer is especially acute in places like St. Louis, which draws large numbers of visitors from surrounding communities for sporting and cultural events. Especially those like, let's go steal the guns from the cars. Remy Cross, an assistant professor of sociology and criminology at nearby Webster University, said there's a lot of concern that this is going to drive a rise in firearm possession and firearms being brought along. And as a side effect of that, you're going to see an increase in thefts. Once they've been stolen, they disappear until they've been used in a crime. Now, gun thefts in St. Louis have been trending upward. At least 843 guns were pilfered in the city last year, almost double the amount in 2006, when 426 were stolen. About a fifth were stolen out of cars. And that's just the gun thefts that were reported to police. Research suggests that many never are. What research would that be? Those stolen weapons, by definition, end up in the hands of a criminal. It's difficult to quantify how many of them are used to commit violence, but law enforcement officials say that many of the guns recovered at crime scenes were stolen. Last year, the city suffered the highest homicide rate in the country, with triple the number of killings per capita than Chicago. I don't know how that's going to stack up this year, though. Earlier this month, St. Louis Alderwoman Lida Crewson introduced a proposal that requires firearms left in cars to be secured in a locked container that is permanently affixed to the vehicle and not visible from the outside, a provision squarely aimed at thwarting thieves. The bill would also require victims to report thefts to police within 2 days. Currently, there is no reporting requirement. That means that now you're going to criminalize being an idiot by not reporting it. Also, has anybody actually looked at how much it costs to put a safe in your car? That's what they're talking about, is a gun safe in the car. Now, if you don't put a gun safe in your car in St. Louis, violations of either rule change would carry the possibility of a $500 fine and up to 90 days in jail. This is coming from the Trace, by the way. Bloomberg's little rag. Crewson told the Trace, "Missouri has done nothing but make guns easier and easier to get. We deserve to push back against this." Crewson, who recently launched a mayoral campaign for the 2017 election, is intimately familiar with St. Louis's gun violence problem. In 1995, her husband was shot and killed in a carjacking. That isn't intimately familiar with it. That's being touched by it, but that doesn't mean she swims in it. Even if her measure passes the city council, it's not certain to become law. Like many states, the Missouri legislature has a preemption statute on the books, which sharply constrains the extent to which municipalities can regulate firearms on their own. Any new requirements on how gun owners must store their guns or report losses of their weapons could set up a showdown with the state legislature. Now, the NRA and other gun rights groups have vigorously fought against reporting requirements for stolen guns in other parts of the country, contending that they expose gun owners to unwarranted penalties. A Democratic lawmaker from St. Louis tried to push such a bill through the Missouri legislature in 2014, but the provision failed under NRA pressure. A slew of similar measures has recently come up for debate in state and local legislatures. In September, the New Orleans City Council passed a lost and stolen reporting requirement. That same month, California, which already had an ordinance requiring secure storage in cars for civilians, extended that obligation to police after firearms swiped from law enforcement vehicles turned up in connection to 2 killings in the San Francisco Bay Area. So here we are in St. Louis. In St. Louis, gun thefts have become such a flashpoint that Police Chief Sam Dotson issued a stern warning in advance of the 2013 opening day at Busch Stadium, telling gun owners to leave their firearms at home because thieves were targeting cars in the stadium's parking lot during St. Louis Cardinals games. Since then, the stolen gun problem in St. Louis has only worsened. Out of more than 70 cities that have provided statistics on guns reported stolen, as part of the Trace's ongoing investigation into firearm theft, the Missouri City recorded the 11th most number of gun thefts, 5th most if population size is factored in. In May of this year, after his officers recovered 2 stolen rifles and a .45 caliber handgun, with the serial number scratched off in the hands of a suspected gang member, Dotson took to his blog to register his frustration. Do you know why a criminal files a serial number off of a gun? Because it is stolen, because it is being used in violent crime, and often because they plan to use that instrument as a murder weapon. That's why. Well, that's illegal. I hope you threw the book at the cat when you got him arrested. All of that's illegal, isn't it, Chief? I've thought about putting a safe in my car, but it's not because First of all, I'm not going to put a safe in there to carry a handgun because the handgun's on me. It's on my person. I don't need to secure it in the car. Second of all, gun owners of St. Louis, stop going to the St. Louis Cardinals games. Make them pay. Give them a little economic headache and stop paying to go see this sports team that doesn't trust you to come in, where you break no laws, you perpetrate no violence anywhere else, but you get to the St. Louis Cardinals Stadium, Busch Stadium, and you can't carry your gun in there. Stop going. That's the problem with gun owners. Gun owners will never sit back and say, well, you know, I need to sort of just not go. That's true. That's very true. And the fact that they're trying to, do something that they know is going to run up against preemption is pretty funny. It's pretty funny for me to consider it, because it'll get shot down. It will get shot down. If they were to pass something, maybe they should be arrested because they're violating the preemption law. Why can't we, start arresting some of these guys that break the law that are in government? Why can't they get arrested? They look good in handcuffs. I think so, yeah. So anyway. Anyway. We're coming up on the last break. When we get back, we're going to go back to my favorite subject this week, run, hide, and fight. We're going to go back to run, hide, and fight. And go after it with a lot of venom, if you will. Because we're going to see more active shooters. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spelled P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, Numana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only Numana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the Numana difference.
America-made food storage I love to eat. Yum!
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Last time on the firing line, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
With amazing proficiency. Check them out. It is the best lubrication, especially for your AR. Especially for your AR. That bolt carrier. Pay special attention to it. And one more time, let me encourage you, if you are interested in national reciprocity, national carry, if you think that your permit that you have been vetted for in your state should be good in all 50 states, you need to email me, bill@lockandloadradio.com. We're going to take the best stab at it we can. We're going to try to, we've got a line of communication straight into the newly incoming executive branch. Email me, bill@lockandloadradio.com. National reciprocity. Let's try to get it, shall we? With the events in Orlando and elsewhere, this is always on the mind of a lot of tactical instructors and people, and just regular people too, but tactical instructors especially. It's very important to review policy and practice for active shooter and mass casualty incidents and look for areas to improve. And what requires immediate attention is the public safety campaign called Run, Hide, and Fight. Run, Hide, and Fight is a multi-agency effort promoted most prominently through a widely distributed training film produced by the City of Houston with federal funding. The film and model encourage a soft response to violence, preconditioning the victim to escape or hide as the preferred means of survival, rather than confronting the attacker with immediate counter-violence. Potential victims are taught that the risks associated with fighting an attacker are much greater than the risks from running away. So violence should only be used as a last resort when all the other options have been tried and failed. The problem is that the Run, Hide, and Fight campaign doesn't adequately address the reality of an active shooter attack. That model encourages a mindset and a pattern of behavior that may not adequately prepare potential victims to save themselves and others during an attack. There are three problems with this model. It fails to address the freeze, which is a natural instinctive thing that's going to be a result of fear. It's based on linear thinking, and it is all fostering a non-aggressive mindset. Humans confronted with a sudden and expected violent action in front of them either freeze, flee, or fight. even if a person later chooses to flee or fight. They often freeze momentarily for a bit before their mind unlocks and they take other more helpful actions. The problem with run, hide, and fight is that it ignores the possibility that the victim will freeze when attacked. This is critical because the vast majority of the public lacks the mental conditioning and physical skills to adequately deal with violence, making them especially likely to freeze in an active shooter situation. If the model did a better job recognizing the likelihood of a freeze, educating potential victims about the dangers and helping to simulate or stimulate the mindset and mental preparation necessary to break it, that would be a little more effective. As it is, it simply ignores the most likely and dangerous of responses, panic-induced paralysis, which will leave a potential victim completely unprepared for the reality of an attack. They're going to hide and whimper and wait to be shot. The model also presumes that a potential victim will progress through the run, hide, and fight elements in a linear fashion, maintaining the exact order in a cognitive sense, even if not in actual execution. The run, hide, and fight model encourages victims to consider violence only after the first two options have been attempted or considered. It does not provide the flexibility necessary to allow a victim to consider using violence as the first and primary response before avoidance and escape, even if the tactical circumstances dictate it. And that is a critical flaw in the model, because there are situations where a potential victim would be safer to immediately counterattack than to turn their back on the attacker and run. Sometimes fighting is not the last option, but the first and only option. A proper model would make it clear that either running or hiding or fighting could be an appropriate initial response depending on the circumstances. Teaching the public that violence can never be the first option fails to mentally prepare them for the times when it should be. Then by encouraging potential victims to run and hide as their principal options, the model fosters a non-aggressive mindset that leaves the average person unprepared to fight back when the conditions demand it. In the last 50 years or so, the public has been increasingly conditioned to think that the police have a monopoly on the use of violence and self-defense, and that citizens are not permitted to use violence to defend themselves. That's got to stop right now. 60% of the time when a active shooter is stopped by the civilians on the scene, 60% of the time they are unarmed. They attack en masse. These guys are not gun handlers. They're not gun manipulators. They do not know the order of arms. They don't know how to execute things like clearing a stoppage and stuff like that. They've gone out, they've bought a gun, acquired a gun, stolen a gun, something. They've got the bullets, they've got the magazine things, and they stick the magazine thing with the bullet things in the gun thing, and they figure it out. They watch a YouTube video on how to put it in operation, and then they go. This is not Sergeant Rock coming into the mall. This is a nerd, for lack of a better word. This is a disturbed individual whose order in the universe has been disrupted to the point now to where he has decided to act. But this is not an infantryman coming at you. This is something else. This is something much less. They have the weapon. They are dangerous. To a degree. Law enforcement tactics in response to active shooters have constantly evolved over the last two decades. And it is no longer where they establish perimeters and wait for SWAT or a perfect four-man diamond formation before they enter and close with the killer. And it's time for that message to the public to evolve as well. It's no longer acceptable for law enforcement leaders and officers to promote and reinforce a sheep-like mentality that discourages citizens from using ethical and lawful force to defend themselves. That only serves to protect and embolden the wolves. In some cases, the only chance you're going to have is to fight. If you're in the room, and listen, I mean, this seems silly. For those of you that are listening to me and have been listening to me, this seems like a silly thing for us to be talking about where somebody would say, oh, he's just popped into the room, he's got his gun up, I better run.
but that's the way they've been taught.
These are not ex-military people or ex-law enforcement people or people that are trained with a weapon or anything. They don't own a gun. They're just in a spot. They're in a spot where they didn't expect to be at the morning. So, that's what you have to consider. When you're in an area, I'm afforded a little bit of a luxury. I don't have to worry about being in a gun-free zone if I don't want to, because I don't go to them. There's nothing that, unless I'm going to a courthouse. That's a gun-free zone I cannot avoid. But, I mean, beyond that, unless I am going somewhere compulsory that's going to be a gun-free zone, I just simply don't go. Some people don't have that luxury. But when I am out and about, I have a weapon. I have extra ammo. I am looking around. So I'm already ahead of the game. My run, hide, and fight response is going to be to fight. Maybe not to fight initially. What I'm going to do is I'm going to be up and I'm going to be ready to go and I'm going to be maneuvering, but I'm not going to be running headlong out of there in a panic, and I'm certainly not going to hide. We're going to be looking for a way to egress. But we'll be back at this next week. Weekend coming up. Everybody stay safe. Start the Christmas shopping. Enjoy the holiday season. This has been Lock and Load.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the brotherhood.
Think education has to be boring?
Say it again.
Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal-impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.